In Parshat Vayechi, Yaakov, before he's going to pass away, he gathers all his children together, and his plan is he wants to tell them the end. He wants to talk about the ketz, when maybe Mashiach's going to come. And but all of a sudden, he couldn't do it. Why? Because the divine presence, the Shekhinah, left him. How come? Because he thought that maybe one of the children aren't going to be deserving. Or maybe they're going to fight. Or maybe they won't believe in Hashem. So, when he raised this, his children reassured him, no, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Hashem is one. We all believe that. We are all believers that Hashem is one. With that, Yaakov was relieved, and he said, Baruch Shem Kavod Machuto Liolam Ve'ed. Praise God, or bless God's name, His kingdom should last forever. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the phrase, the prayer that we say, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed, comes to give us a chizuk. It comes to strengthen our belief. Anytime we're affronted with a situation in which our belief is at stake, we say these words, Baruch Shem Kavod, and that should give us some strength. That is why Rav Moshe says that when we if we start to say a blessing and we make a mistake, we say the wrong blessing. Let's say you took a piece of bread and you accidentally said the wrong bracha on it, or you took an apple and you said Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So then right after we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed. Why? Because by saying God's name in vain shows a lack of respect, to even though it was by mistake, but it still it shows some kind of lack of respect. Therefore, we strengthen our belief with these words, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed. That's why, Rav Moshe says, that on Yom Kippur, why do we say it out loud? Because during the year, we always say it softly, right? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and then we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Liolam Ve'ed, and that part we say softly. Really, you could ask the question, we should have said it out loud. And even a bigger question, why isn't it in the Torah? If Yaakov said it, if it's based on this midrash that Yaakov said it, why don't we say it? And the reason is because it's a little bit of a pagam. It's a little bit of a lack of respect that the children of God don't have this awareness of Hashem all the time. So therefore, we say it quietly. So we still say it, but we say it quietly. It's not